This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week, we step back to 1977 on this day 34 years ago as Bo Schembechler's third-ranked Wolverines were set for an epic clash in Ann Arbor against fifth-ranked Texas A&M. The battle of top five teams was supposed to be one of the premier matchups of the college football season, but Michigan did not cooperate. The Maize and Blue hammered the Aggies 41-3 in front of a sellout crowd. Running back Russell Davis paced the offense with a 110-yard, two-touchdown performance, while the defense, which yielded five turnovers, was anchored by Ron Sipkins and his 14 tackles. The dominant Michigan performance certainly caught the eye of Texas A&M faithful, who, just 4 years later, tried to lure Bo to College Station. Right after Michigan's victory in the 1981 Blue Bonnet Bowl played in Houston, Bo and his wife Millie hopped a flight to Dallas to talk about the job. There, they were met by millionaire oil baron Bum Bright, who tried to close the deal on the spot by laying out a multi-million dollar offer loaded with fringe benefits. Many don't realize how close Bo was to actually taking the offer. He visited College Station again to get a feel for the town, and the money, which was four times what he was making in Ann Arbor, was impossible to ignore. Once word leaked out of the Texas A&M courtship, reporters flocked to Schembechler's home to get the scoop. In the end, Bo's decision hinged on loyalty. The loyalty to his players, the recruits, their parents, and the promise that he made to all of them. Once he made his decision, he pulled Millie aside and told her, "I just can't leave Michigan." So he stayed, and as Bo himself prophesied, he brought four more championships to Ann Arbor. While he retired after the 1989 season, Bo set the course for Michigan's 1997 national title, and above all, he cemented his legacy as a college football icon that endures today. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kick off, this is Greg Dooley.